From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the last 17 years, Cuba has seen three papal visits, but the one paid by Pope Francis over the last couple of days was different. For one thing, the Argentine Francis is history's first Latin American pope. He was the first to visit Cuba since the United States announced last December it was ringing in a new era of détente with the communist island. And now, inevitably, attention turns to what, if anything, will change in Cuba after the pope takes his departing flight. Joining us in the studio is Tim Padgett. He covers Latin America and the Caribbean for WLRN. Tim, we were discussing the Pope's visit, and you said not many people are discussing the Pope's goal in visiting. What was the end game here?
Well, the first two papal visits to Cuba by John Paul II in 1998 and Benedict XVI 3 years ago were largely meant to help rebuild the decimated Roman Catholic Church in Cuba. A lot of Cuban exiles would disagree with me, but I do think the ultimate goal of this visit by Pope Francis was to help change Cuba, not overtly, but covertly. So just as Francis is trying to make the tone of the Catholic Church more open, I think he also wants to make the tone in Cuba more open. He knows that it's time for this insulated communist state to become a country that's more open to the outside world, especially the United States. I mean, it's no coincidence that the first thing he mentioned as soon as he got off the plane in Havana on Saturday was the U.S.-Cuba rapprochement you just mentioned that he was so instrumental in engineering. And he's emphasizing that U.S.-Cuba reconciliation because he knows it's what Cubans themselves care most about right now. It's what they hope is going to improve their rather dismal everyday lives, especially economically. Now, that's smart from the standpoint of the church's corporate redevelopment, too, because it's pointing out to Cubans that the church has played a big role in this change, and so letting the church make a comeback in Cuba has tangible benefits.
When he was celebrating Mass on Sunday, the Pope's sermon concentrated largely on service to others. But he did deliver what I would characterize as a serious dig to the Castro regime. He said, "We don't serve ideas, we serve people." So what other little political ripples did you detect in that sermon?
I think it was both a dig at Cuba and at Cuban exiles. I think the soundbite for me from that homily was that he warned Cubans on both sides of the Florida Straits that the world has grown a little tired of what he called the dynamic of exclusion. For example, on the one hand, that it's time for the Cuban government to stop considering Cuban exiles as deplorable gusanos or worms. And time for Cuban exiles to stop considering people who stayed in Cuba to be deplorable comunistas or communists.
Political dissidents were largely kept clear of the Pope during this visit to Cuba. Why do you suppose the Vatican continues taking this non-confrontational approach?
Because Cuba is not Poland. Cuba is not Ireland. Cuba is not the Philippines. Cuba is not a country that has a devout current of Catholicism running through its bloodstream. It didn't even have that before the Castros took over. And that tends to hamstring any pope's efforts in Cuba to influence democratic change there. So the church has decided that the best way to engage the Castro government on human rights and democracy for the moment is, as I mentioned before, covertly, sort of under the radar. I think it was interesting in his homily in the city of Holguín that he made special mention of what Catholics in Cuba are calling their casas de misión, or mission houses, places that are sort of away from institutional churches where Catholics are meeting. It's sort of a less institutional approach to spreading religion and more open ideas of free expression.
Tim, the Pope met with Raul Castro, but it was a closed-door meeting. We don't know what was said. Some tantalizing bit of speculation here. What do you suppose the Pope said to Raul Castro?
Well, one hopes that if the Pope was going to condemn the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba publicly, the least he could do is push Raul Castro on democratic reforms privately.
We've been talking with reporter Tim Padgett. He covers Latin America and the Caribbean for WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.